You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so happy you decided to join us today. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. It is so easy to set up and break down. I think that's what makes it so handy to use and why I'm basically using it every day at practice. Mention Coach Unplugged and they'll give you $400. You said that right, $400 off your next purchase. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It is run by a basketball coach for basketball coaches at any level. You're not going to find anything out there, and it's got a 14-day free trial. We believe in it so much. We want you to join. We want you to come and kick the tires around. If it's not for you, it's not for you. But I can tell you people love it. I can tell you that people do not want to leave. Go over and check it out. And it's got everything from clinics to videos to me talking to lessons to courses to handouts to practice planning to parenting to whatever you need as a basketball coach. It's got it in there. Also, go over and check out our other podcast, High School Hoops, 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, Funnel Down Defense, and leave a 5-star review. We'd love those. All right, let's head off to the podcast.
Today, we're going to talk about combination defense and free throw ladders and, you know, try AAU tryouts and all those kind of things in a call that I had recently with another teachhoops.com member. So, again, I'm just trying to show you what you would get if you come over and join us.
But I'm going
to
go through the questions people have sent me, and then we go from there. Someone jumps in. That's great. If they don't jump in, then it'll be just me talking to you, the listener, whoever's listening at this point, if anyone's ever listening to this. So if I look over to the side here, it's because I'm grabbing my sheet here. So the first question was about running combination defenses. We haven't run many that much this year, but let me just show you a couple things that we do with that. I'm going to pull up the whiteboard, so those of you that are listening to the podcast at this point will be a little different. But so I'll try to describe as well as I can. So here is, so the most common is probably a boxing one or a diamond in one, and then you have a triangle in two. We run a lot of 1-3-1 in our program. So obviously, we can set a guy up at the top, two guys at the elbow, one guy at the bottom, and then a diamond in one is pretty easy. The drops are the same for the wings, ball goes opposite, they sink. You have one guy chasing or one person chasing, top person takes the elbow, bottom person here can go all the way out. So the drops are very similar. If you have an aircraft carrier down here, you can leave them in there. This person can go to the corner. This person can go to the wing. So the side of the diamond can go all the way down. Just kind of depends. I find that more successful, especially since the 3-point line, in defending the three than the boxing one. I don't find the boxing one quite as effective as getting out and closing out. You know, the boxing one used to be great when you didn't have to worry about the 3-point shooters as much. You can do it that way where this person can kind of come here, takes corners. If you got athletic bigs, they're not as big, you can definitely do that. And then there are two basic triangle and twos. The first one is two guys at the elbow and a guy at the bottom. That's kind of an inverted triangle and two. Two guys chasing. Bottom guy basically protects the middle. These two, one check, one would go all the way out to the wing. This guy would cover here. You know, again, how often does that happen? You just got to kind of communicate through that. And then the other one is just your normal triangle and two, where you have two guys on the blocks and one guy's at the elbow. This one, unless you're chasing the two guys you're chasing are shooters, that one's not quite as effective as the inverted triangle and two. So they wanted me, and again, we can come back and re-talk about this to the people that had questions on it and send me questions for office hours for sure. So I'm going to close this, and then I'm going to grab my sheet and I'm going to look. How do you score against the 1-3-1? I'm not going to tell you all the secrets with that, but just because of this week, we play somebody that has it, and they might be watching or listening. But I will definitely talk about that next week or our next set of office hours. But there are gaps in a 1-3-1 stuff, especially if you can get behind the three part, the 1-3-1, if you can get behind that 1-3-1 part. The 2-1-2 is good, and overload is good. I know I've talked about my chair overload. That seems to be an effective way to tackle it. We had a discussion about free throws and kind of talking about how to tackle free throws. And one of the things that I do for free throws, and I found it good, you know, even though we're probably an average free throw shooting team this year, but we call our free throw ladder. And I'll show you what this does. So what this does is it basically, so you have everybody shoot, and I'm just going to erase a little bit of this here. For those of you who are listening, you'll just have to pause for a second and think about the meaning of life. But anyway, so what I do with the free throw ladder is, you know, I'll have them shoot a couple hundred free throws. And then what I will do is I will start a ladder, and I'm going to use this one. And let's say John is number one. Okay, he's my best free throw shooter, and I can't spell today, but John. And then let's say Sam is number two. And then let's say Nick is number three. And then four is Joe. Okay, I'm trying to pick easy names right here. And then we go all the way down. Maybe you keep 15 on your team. How many you keep on your team? So what I do is it's a free throw ladder. So the thing about free throws, and there's tons of, I can give you a list of different ways of tackling free throws. I do this is just, it's a quick, fast way to do competitions. And the object is to be number one. The object is to be John up here at the top and be the best free throw shooter on our team. And what I've done in the past is if you're one and you're on the court, you get the technicals. But anyway, so what I do is if I have an odd number, so let's say we have 15 players. One gets a bye this week, okay, or the first time we play. So one gets the bye, and then two would play three, four would play five, and 15 would play one just for fun, okay? Then the next week we would have, you know, one play two, three play four. So the object is if you win, you move up the ladder, and if you lose, you go down the ladder. You do not want to be the bottom guy in the bottom part of the ladder. And if you have odd guys, you can definitely work that out at the end and someone goes over and just makes 10 or something like that. But every other contest, the number one person gets a bye because of the top. So they get a bye this week or they don't get a bye. They get a bye or they don't get a bye. So, you know, if you have an even number, it's easier. But I know a lot of us keep odd number players in our team. So you can work that. But John basically, or the top person, gets the bye every other week. And then it gives a competition, and they don't cheat. I think the biggest part, especially how many free throws did you make? Oh, I was 9 for 10. Man. I was 10 for 10, coach. It's like unless I'm watching them, you never exactly know what or how they're shooting from the free throw line. So I think that's a really big aspect of it. Really communicating to them and kind of talking that way. So that's the first one. I, like I said, if people have more questions on the free throw ladders, I can definitely show that to them. So I have tons of that kind of stuff.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, so let me look. Oh, last thing was somebody asked about tryouts, like a middle school tryout. Where did I put that? I think I put that here. So what I evaluated, so you can do a spreadsheet. You can do all sorts of stuff. I think the big things to tackle here, or what I've kind of written here, is you want to evaluate dribbling. You want to see how they dribble. You want to do probably a stationary dribbling. You want to put a defender on them. You want to do them in a full court. You want to do them in a half court. So somehow you have to evaluate what type of dribbler they are. And I usually use, I'm a stats teacher, so I tend to use a 1 to 5 scale just to kind of figure out where they fall in that. But you definitely want to see where they fall in that window as far as dribbling. Weak hand, strong hand, moving, not moving. And I just wrote a couple things. I did this in like 3 minutes. This stuff that I think is important. Next thing is you want to evaluate passing. So passing's fine, but passing's different when you're moving and not moving. So I try to get some sort of like 5-in weave where they're having to be athletic. They're having to pass, they're having to move, they're having to do things in more than one avenue. I think that's super important. I would evaluate shooting. So depending on, again, how many baskets you have, I would try to set them up in, groups of 3-2 balls, have them just shoot. You want to see how they're shooting stationary. You want to see how they're shooting, moving. So I have some full court drills I do. I have some stationary where they're just in lines and they're shooting and they're getting a rebound pass to the next person. I just want to see form. I want to see how they shoot both stationary and both moving. Then I think a super important part, especially when they're in middle school, is how athletic are they? So you can do running, you can do, what I put down here, line grabbers, anything where you can kind of see how athletic they are, how fast they are, how they move side to side. That's not the end all, definitely for a middle schooler. But I think when you're evaluating and picking a team, you definitely want to see, where they fall in that spectrum of athleticism. You can evaluate height, you can evaluate things like that by just looking at them. But I think with athleticism, you need to get them moving. And then I think you want some sort of competition. I try to keep it in the small game category, 2-on-2, 3-on-3, where they're just moving and doing, stuff where, you can't hide 2-on-2 and 3-on-3. That's why I think it's especially for this. I do 1-on-1 in my tryouts even, because you as the 13th player better be able to guard the first player, because you're going to have to do that in practice at times. And how can you do that, and how effective are you doing that? So the 1-on-1, 2-on-2, 3-on-3, sure. At some point you're going to do 5-on-5 to see how the entire thing works, but I think you really want to spend some time on those small game things when you're evaluating 5th through 8th grade. I mean, I do it with my guys even. There's things I can't see when they're playing 5-on-5. I mean, if you put me out with 4 NBA All-Stars, you're going to notice that I'm not very good, but that I can hide. It's that kind of thing. So it's really hard to do that when you're playing 1-on-1, 2-on-2, 3-on-3. So I think those are all really good things to look at while you're evaluating a middle school tryout. So I think I got to all the questions this week. That people had sent to me, they wanted me to talk about the combination defenses. So, and it's hard when if we can go over these again in the next set of office hours, but, Talked about how to tackle 1-3-1, you know, obviously that 2-1-2 overloading aside. We talked about the free throw ladder. And we can add to that definitely if people need more things. And then we talked about middle school tryouts or a youth tryout. And I can show you what I do with my tryouts or what I do with my youth program. A lot of the stuff I just sent you is the stuff that we do with our youth program, as far as evaluating and trying to figure out where the kids belong and kind of that. So, yeah. So hopefully that was everything everyone was looking for. And, if you have, any other questions or, you know, we'll meet again in a couple of weeks, send them off to me. We'll, you can show up, you can be a fly on the wall. You can just send me the messages and I'll do them. Whichever way is easiest for you. I'm here to help you. And
hey, everybody, I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Make sure you subscribe, like, we love those. And send me an email, steve@teachhoops.com. Tell me what you want to hear in the future. Also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.